Tav and Ellen here in partnership with Byte TV. Welcome to Cat Pee. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Rachel Benetta joining us today. She is the brand ambassador for Toronto FC. It's not all soccer talk before you go shutting this down. We talk about a love-hate relationship we have with Las Vegas. I love it. She hates it. We both love New York. We talk about swearing in job interviews, and then we do talk about a little bit of footy, as well as her work on Kick TV. Join us, won't you, on Cat Pee. Rachel Benetta, it's good to have you here.
Thanks.
Why is she here?
Me.
We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we have to talk about Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we, so Derek Forgy and I had a had a debate on it. We recorded it here in studio. You can recognize this, and certainly anyone who watches the video, the walls of this studio are yellow. We haven't taken the time yet to paint them. So any
this
recording...
This is my mom's favorite color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She would love this room, because not only does it make... It's yellow.
It's yellow.
But it makes everyone in this room look jaundiced. Like, you right now look like you came in here with that lovely Canadian moose camouflage shirt that you've got on. You've got the, I want to call it a snooty. But that's
snooty.
Not a, yeah.
Where did you come up with that word?
That's also UK football-y. We'll talk about that in a second.
All
but
right.
They were making fun of guys with the loopy scarves, and some guys were trying to wear a loopy scarf on the field. And Seth Blatter said, "Oh no, your sandwich could get caught in that, and then that would be bad." So they said no to the snooties.
Seth Blatter, what a terrible name.
We will get you.
Right.
You are gorgeous. And So you came in, you look very fresh face, very nice. It's not hard when it's minus 40 outside.
Right.
And then you walk in here, and now it looks like you're suffering from some sort of liver disease.
Well, it's nice to meet you too.
Likewise.
Thanks for having me.
So we were trying to figure out, someone on Twitter put us together.
And we have no idea.
I don't know who it is.
I can't remember. It was in the summer.
Uh-huh. And someone said, "Hey, you should get so-and-so on your podcast." And I was like, cool.
Oh, now it's starting to come back to me, but I couldn't.
And I don't know who it would have been. So listener, because I'm assuming it's a listener.
Yeah.
There's no point unless you're a really awful person to talk to and they just want to sabotage this thing. And so, oh, yeah, put her on the podcast, see what happens. Wait until she gets racist. This will be fun. Rachel, your job title at Toronto FC is, let me see, it's brand ambassador?
Brand ambassador.
Brand
Toronto
ambassador,
FC.
That sounds so new agey yet corporate.
I sound badass.
What?
I think it's so badass.
Brand.
It's like a heavy name.
It
so
is.
Young, right?
I understand that. How old of a woman would you be?
I'm 21.
Okay.
And I was 20 when I got this job. I just turned 21.
21? And you just came into a stranger's house.
Yeah.
And all I had to do.
Trusting.
Someone on Twitter puts us together.
I'm trusting.
Which is, by the way, that's my troll that lures people in. And then suddenly, now you're sipping very cautiously, wondering if I locked the studio door.
Shit, Mom.
So, you won't be able to use a cell phone in here. It puts lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. Rachel Benetta is our guest. Let's go back to Vegas for a second.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
Actually one of my favorite stories to tell.
Okay.
So I went to Vegas for 24 hours.
All right.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that was very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And one night we were just out and we were celebrating. One of my friends just got a job as a producer.
Okay.
So we're celebrating. And
what kind of a producer? We're talking TV, music?
Like a video channel. It didn't end up going anywhere.
Okay.
So basically we were just celebrating nothing. But
a lot of pretend money got burned that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she... we were celebrating that she had gotten the job, and then this guy was just like, that we had known, was just like, "Do you want to go to Vegas for the night?" And this was already at like midnight. We're
okay.
Might have had
some
drinks
booze.
Already.
So he's just like on point.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to Vegas.
He's like, "Do you guys want to, I have to go to Vegas tomorrow. You want to come?" Like, it was just like, he's got disposable income.
Were you not an entourage? Was that how
No,
this?
Not at all. We're all in the industry. We were just talking. We were hanging out. And and he's like, "Do you want to come with?" And we're just like, "Yeah, sure." Like, she was a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
It was just the one guy. So it was just like, whatever. So we ended up leaving at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We landed in Vegas, spent the entire day there. Partied that night.
Right.
And then we got home. Or when we left, we realized that we had booked a crossing flight. Like, what's that called when you have to go somewhere first?
Oh, why am I blanking on this,
I don't know,
too?
But you know
connecting.
You know what
it is. Yeah, you got a connecting flight. Where was
it
connecting?
Montreal. So when we got to Montreal, what? The weather was terrible, and then we had to spend a night in Montreal. So we spent 24 hours in Vegas, and then we spent a night in Montreal, and then we flew back to Toronto 7 a.m. Monday morning.
That is the weirdest connection that you're going over.
I don't know what it was.
That's happened to me. Like when I had to get, I was doing shows in Melbourne, Australia, and friends of mine wanted me to hook up with them for for a vacation in Hong Kong. It's like I could use the time off. This would be great. No longer pounding the pavement. I don't need to work. That would be cool.
Yeah.
So I did it all on points, and the only way I could do it was to go Sydney to Singapore, Singapore to Tokyo.
Oh, that sounds so
cool. I'm flying right over the, I can see it from the window.
That's really frustrating.
And then it's Tokyo, Hong Kong, Tokyo, and then Tokyo direct home eventually.
That sounds like a lot of flying.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
Yeah. No, but this weekend was terrible because I had a boyfriend.
Right.
I wasn't out with him the night that we left. I called him the next morning from Vegas.
Oh, really?
And we were living in the same house.
Not the same room?
I was still half in school. I was doing a summer semester, so I moved into like a student housing, and he was in this house, and that's how we met.
Okay.
So I called him from Vegas, and I was like, you're going to be so angry at me.
Are you finally starting to sober up at this point?
Oh, of course.
Oh, he's like...
This was a long time ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Yeah, he broke up with me when I got home.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
That's a shock.
It was, but I got over it.
Did you at least act surprised? So you go, yeah. Oh, how good. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was bad.
Oh.
I'm a jerk.
Nah. So did you remember, like, did you even have a room in Vegas? Like,
would you bother sleeping? Yeah, of course. No, this guy, like, we're completely taken care of. Like,
okay.
He was a friend of ours. Like, we went. It was so much fun.
Right.
But in the back of my mind, I was just like, I'm going to be single by the time I get home.
Oh, for sure.
It was so bad.
And you totally knew the guy? Like, he was...
Who, the guy that took us?
Yes.
Yeah. We had worked with them together before, and then he had gotten my friend Steph this job. They were going to collaborate on this project.
Okay.
So then we all met up for drinks to celebrate, and then he had to go to Vegas for some...
overnight.
It was a convention for TV something.
Okay.
So he's like, do you want to come with? You guys can just chill out while I go to this thing and then we can party at night. And so we were like, okay, let's do it.
How old would you have been at this point?
I probably shouldn't say. Let's say
My God. Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
My God. What, was this before prom or after?
No. I was 19.
Okay. All right.
It was
only 2 years ago.
It was last summer. It wasn't this past summer. It was the one before.
Okay.
So
you're closing in on 20.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Blow off steam. Your liver's fine.
Yeah,
whatever. Get down there. Drive around the limo. Maxim. I don't even know what that means. I don't know where that sentence is going to end. That's it. And then you hit the poutine troughs in Montreal.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
Montreal was fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And overnight there?
Yeah, overnight there. It was great. Monday, I was like,
did you like Dorval?
What's that?
That's pretty much where the airport is, isn't it?
Oh.
Is it where?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I can see you totally getting out of Montreal. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That'll be fine. So you're doing New York City this weekend. No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're going. Yeah.
So is this business pleasure both? What's going on?
Well, going to New York is always pleasure. I love
mm-hmm.
that city. But
I agree.
It's business. I'm like kind of half and half right now. I work mm-hmm. for Toronto FC and I also work for Kick TV in New York City.
Kick TV?
Kick TV.
Sweetness.
Yes.
That's like the soccer-fueled fun channel.
Fun channel, exactly, yeah. Yes. And I think that's why they grabbed me.
Okay.
So, it's a lot. It's
because you're fun?
Yes.
Self-described funness?
Yes, I'm so much fun.
Goddess of funness?
Yeah. So, it's awesome. I always have so much fun when I go down there. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's New York, so
sure.
I'm excited.
The company I used to work for did the ticket sales for a New York Red Bull.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Never got the opportunity to sit in the box there. Apparently, we had box seats, but I don't believe it.
Well, you should have. Why wouldn't you have gone?
I didn't have time.
Soccer games are actually very fun.
I know. Actually, I had it planned that I wanted... the TFC was actually playing away on my birthday. And I actually wanted to go down there to Red Bull and watch the game. That would have been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It would have been fun. So what's your day plan tomorrow? What is, take us through a day of what your job is.
Tomorrow I'm going to wake up. I'm going to go to the airport. I land at like 12:30. I'm going to go straight into the studio. I host this big FIFA competition that's going on right now. You know, a lot of people have no idea how big the YouTube community is
right.
with like FIFA.
Uh-huh.
It's insane.
Yes.
It's incredible. And so many people just play FIFA and then they put their games up on YouTube and the videos are getting millions of hits.
I know.
It's absolute madness.
It's so dumb. For the listener who doesn't know, we're talking about AE Sports.
Yeah.
FIFA. We're up to 13
EA.
Now?
EA.
EA. Did I say, EA. What is that?
You said AE.
I meant A&E. That's where I usually watch mine. You know, when they're not doing Hoarders, they'll usually, late at night, they'll put up old FIFA clips of people's games. And you can watch Barcelona take on Edgeley Town. And it would be fine. So, no, it's EA Sports, FIFA 13 they're up to now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't rent it yet because my team is playing in the Scottish third division. So had a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
A bit of an issue if you're listeners to this. And We Are the People podcast. You know, folks. You know. So you run the show. What do you review people's games?
Yeah, like I just host the tournament. There is there was 16 people in this tournament and they're all YouTubers, FIFA YouTubers. They're really great. Fake athletes, if you will. They play FIFA, and we invited them all to this big tournament. So it was kind of like a round-robin tournament. And then the two finalists get to be flown to New York. So that's what I'm going for, is the finals is this week,
so,
this weekend.
Okay, so the guys who are in the finals, how many have we got? And I assume there's
two.
There's two guys.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Two chaps, I'm assuming? Two lads?
Dudes, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm assuming women have found something better to do with their time.
Yes, there's one girl in the tournament. I don't think she won one game.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't good.
Way to go, sister.
Yeah,
she what was that post-game interview like?
Oh, I didn't interview her, but her name was Fangbanger.
What?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
That can't be a real name.
FIFA name. Okay, can we talk about YouTube names for a second?
Oh, can we for
they
a moment?
Are ridiculous.
Right.
Some of them, like I have my own YouTube channel now. Mm-hmm. I started my own, and it's over like 3,000 subscribers in like a month. It's crazy.
Yeah. I poke through it. It's very fun.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
But some of the names of, and like the comments that I get are
the
just
trolls?
Hilarious.
The one that drew my attention.
I got a good one too.
Was your audition for this job?
Yeah.
Which is the TFC Dream job?
Yeah.
So when you're putting that video together, well put together, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Fire your actresses. Awful.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm kidding.
I did hear that. We're not friends anymore.
Good. Okay. Screw her. I'm kidding. It's very well put together.
Thank you. Very well put together. Thanks.
I was looking at it and then I realized it is on YouTube. I wonder how far I have to scroll down before I see that you're trolled. And then I'm like, you know, literally I'm just like, okay, scroll down. Second comment. Look at them titties. Okay. Yeah. Number two. That's not far at all.
One.
Thank you, internets.
One said the other day, and I sent it to everyone that I knew because I was I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. Someone said, I would drag my balls through a field of barbed wire to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie. And it still kills me. Who says that?
Okay, let's break this down.
Yeah.
Okay, so he would drag his balls
through a field of barbed wire.
So wait just a moment.
Okay.
I'm finding it very hard to picture someplace where they would grow barbed wire, that it would be proffered in a field.
Yeah.
Or what is being protected there? Because you have to know if there's a field of barbed wire. Chances are, I've seen enough Sopranos, I know this. Chances are, things are not going to go well.
No.
Either case, there will be turrets somewhere. You'll see a lot of red dots on your chest that weren't there before.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, lasery. Okay. Laser wire. No,
barbed wire.
Barbed wire. Mm-hmm. Field of barbed wire.
Balls
got it.
Balls through it.
Yeah. That's painful.
Yes.
You not having balls, allow me to vouch. I'm wincing. So, okay. So he would do that.
Yeah. Just to hear me fart through a walkie-talkie.
Okay.
I can't even say it with a straight face.
I gotta say, I think that's insulting to your voice. I think he's actually saying, this is so painful hearing her nine cats running up a chalkboard orals hitting the airwaves. I would rather listen to her fart. And then to distort that further, a walkie-talkie through a walkie-talkie, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would be insulted.
That's the best comment that I've ever read. I wasn't even offended. I sent it to my brothers. They laughed. They were like, this is the greatest guy ever. He's like, who is he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love those things. I absolutely adore, like, any sort of clips like that. That's what I put. There was a, when you go to Absolute Comedy, either Ottawa or Toronto, I perform in both those lovely locations. They do comment cards. And so you're asked to rate everything, all the acts, the food, the service on a scale 1 to 5. And then you can put in any comments that you want to sort of fulfill, enrich the commenting experience, I guess. If you have something specific to say. And I actually put this one, they saved it for me. The club, the next time I was down, going, Todd, come to the office right now. And they take this card off of the tack board and hand it to me and go, we were saving this for you.
Oh, yeah.
And someone had written on it, I know I'm going to fuck up the verbiage on it. If you go to my website, I think I put it in the about section. Todd Van Allen, probably a serial rapist.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Something like that. I was like, that one's for the website right there.
Put this in my wallet.
But still gave me like a 4 out of 5 for being funny. So I'm like, okay, so I'm the comical rapist.
Serial rapist.
Yeah, that's sure. It. That's right. Right. You know, that would be like the worst Law and Order SVU episode I've ever seen where they're talking to the victim in the ER. It's like, well, he did have a good couple of jokes.
It was pretty funny.
He was, yeah. We'll Damn always it. Remember that. Police are on the lookout for a comic. Oh, no. How, let me ask you this. Yeah. Are you, cause we're just through the new year.
Yeah.
Cause this is the time right around where like, you know, all the resolutions kind of happen. And now they've probably terminated.
Yes.
At the time of recording, we said it was what, the 23rd we're on today? The 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd.
Of January?
Yeah.
Are you a person that makes those types of resolutions at all?
No, I try to, but I always know that I'm going to fail.
Really?
Which I did.
What was it? Impulsive trips to Vegas? Was that the one this year?
No, I wanted to stop swearing because it makes...
How the fuck's that going?
Yeah, it's not fucking good.
Okay, good.
I grew up with 3 boys and I have a pretty bad mouth on me. So my mom is disappointed.
Okay.
So, you know.
Right.
I don't swear when I'm on TV and all that stuff.
I was about to ask that. Have you had one slip?
No, because we don't do live stuff. So, I have a good blooper reel, though. We are going... I was doing a video yesterday, and I told some... I don't even know if I want to repeat it, but it was bad.
You didn't drop a C-bomb, did you?
We rewinded it. No, not that. We rewinded it slow-mo. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Repeated it over and over again so the office could hear.
Yes. My favorite one of those is like if you go to I've had a couple of like commercial like voiceover things where they go, okay, just ad lib something that makes you really angry and stuff like that. And I'll just, you know, character gets you and you just sort of fly off the handle and it's like, oh, you cocksucker motherfucker. Okay, I know we can't use this because this is for Delicio Pizza or something. And that's probably not what that family had in mind for that sort of thing. So really it's just the swearing that you tried to?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty good with everything else. I work out all the time, so that's not one that I needed to do.
Right.
Except for my gym was surprisingly empty the very, like, 5 days after.
Yeah.
Like, really? People already gave up? You suck.
Are you, you and I may go to the same gym.
Extreme Fitness, Bambler?
No, we do not.
No.
Good Life, down on College.
No, I don't go to
it. Is the smallest gym I've ever been in.
Really?
And when I say small, I mean the change rooms are so absolutely tiny. There's probably bum touching. Like mutual bum touching all over, and I just can't abide.
It's not a nice picture.
It's not a, no, it's not. I've started to go again finally because I was sick before. I was getting on a regular go, and I was just trying to get back to that again, which is like the worst.
It's the worst when you start off, but then when you get, like, I find if I, like, for, I was living in New York all of December just to get some stuff with Kit going. And I wasn't able to work out just because I was working all the time. I was so exhausted by the time I got home because I was doing like 10-hour days, and I just didn't find the time to work out, and I was in New York City. I wanted to walk around. I wanted to explore and experience, da-da-da-da. And then when I got home, it was so hard to get into it, but once I get it back into it, it's kind of like an obsession. Like, it's just something that you have to do.
Right.
So once you start off, it's crap, but then once you get into it, it's so good.
Yep, that was exactly it. And the thing that pisses me off is that I was like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm never going to stop this. And go, oh really? Bronchitis. How about that?
Like, yeah, in your face.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Why didn't you just say that, Jesus? And I'll just be over here on the couch.
Yeah.
And I realize, like, yep, I definitely have to start going again.
Yeah.
When you got to jump up to put on your pants. It's a good sign.
Yeah.
Good sign. Mm-hmm. I also find that it's a very, it's funny you mentioned like the attendance after New Year's.
Yeah.
Because mine, you could sort of see the people that you went, oh yeah, that was a resolution.
Yeah.
That was a resolution. You don't know how to, when you see them using the cables the complete wrong way mm-hmm. on something, it's like, yeah, that's a sit-up machine. You shouldn't be doing bench presses.
Or they're like sitting in the corner already giving up on their Instagram.
Exactly.
Just like taking pictures of their shoes. I'm going to the gym. You're sitting on the fucking ground. Like, get up and do something. Yeah.
So now,
I like those people.
Over the course of your job,
yeah,
you must have access to like the fitness equipment down at Toronto FC.
Yeah, I do.
So do you get to use that gym over the course? Or?
I did. Like for a while, we couldn't really use it because BMO Field was their primary training spot. Mm-hmm. But we just opened up this beautiful new training ground. We put like $1 billion or dollars really? Into it or something crazy like that. It's absolutely gorgeous. So now the team mm-hmm. trains up there, so we get the gym at BMO Field.
Beauty.
Yeah.
Now, are your offices at BMO?
They were last year. Things are a little bit differently this year. I'm just going to be straight in the studio. I was there Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be like that this year. Things are changing.
Okay. So mm-hmm. let's go through this.
Okay.
Because I know I don't start. So let's start at the very, very beginning.
Okay.
With this. Why are you afraid of birds? Why did that happen?
I got pooped on.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? I've never really liked birds to begin with because they just fly at uh-huh. you. Like, they're just so unpredictable.
Uh-huh.
And within, like, the span of a week, I got hit in the head with one.
Sure.
Like, a wing. Like, my hair actually went...
Okay.
And then I got pooped on mm-hmm. by one. So that's why...
Will you eat chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's your
hell yeah.
That's your revenge.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, I'll eat chicken in front of other chickens.
Okay,
that's how much I hate birds.
I love picturing you with a bucket of KFC, trying to find me a coop.
Yeah,
find me a coop.
Hop in a cab, send uh-huh. me to the coop.
Every restaurant you go in, what have you got for poultry, madam? This is a steakhouse. Where's your poultry? Yeah. I want duck breast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hate birds.
The missus hates birds too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's
them.
Just I.
And you're going. You live and work in two cities that are renowned for their pigeons.
Exactly. And pigeons. They're
you're
just
smart.
Like out of they just. They're just so bold.
They're dumb.
They're dumb, but they're bold. Dumb. They're like, just don't care. They'll fly at you. And I just like want to, I just try and kick them so they get out of my way.
My favorite thing is when you're driving and it doesn't look like they're moving at all. I'm like, I wonder if I'll be hosing off a tire later today.
Oh, God.
That's, yeah. Well, that's one less for you to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be a victory in my books.
For the missus, it's geese.
Yeah. And geese.
Geese.
Yeah.
And just, she's like, I see him. Like, stop. Like, we're walking. She'll go on the other side of me.
Oh, yeah.
If she sees.
Well, I'll do that with pigeons. But
oh,
geese,
yeah.
Geese as well. It was, I lived up at York a couple of years ago, and anybody that goes to York University or has been around that area in North
yep.
York, it's just covered with geese
yes.
and shit everywhere.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And they like hiss at you and run after you, and like I've been chased. That's, mm-hmm. like there's just so many instances in my life with birds right. attacking.
I'm with you. Like the Canada goose especially,
mm-hmm.
like you look at it and go, oh, it's kind of a national symbol. It's very mm-hmm. nice. Got Canada in the title. That's a nice looking
yeah.
bird. Until you have to play soccer on one of their feeding grounds.
Yeah. No.
No. It is the grossest. It's just the sight of dog turd, except more of it.
And like green and nasty. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what are they feeding these pooches? It's
know.
Like, no, it's not. And so, yeah, she, the missus is very much like that. She's like, oh, they hiss and they'll run at you.
Yep.
And I'm just, kick them.
Yeah.
Just give them a kick.
Well, they're intimidating.
Of course they are.
They come at you with like
yeah.
their neck.
Guess,
and their,
break it's, that. It's right snap-o.
Roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
Snap-o.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
Geese, don't fuck with me.
Picture you eating like Christmas goose oh, yeah. in front of a field of them.
Screw
that's it.
You.
Okay, so let's go back to the job. So this whole TFC dream job,
mm-hmm.
which kind of got you into this position, take us through that competition. Like, what? How did you first decide that, first of all, you wanted to be a part of this? And then take us through that journey.
First off, I had no idea that I would even win. Mm-hmm. I had just graduated school in September, and I found this contest, I think, in January.
Mm-hmm.
And in between those 2 points, I had done an internship. I had applied for so many jobs. I had so many interviews. And for
right.
some reason, nothing was connecting. I had the qualifications, just people, I don't know, they didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, what positions were you applying for at that point?
Not anything talent. Like,
okay.
behind the scenes, like producer, segment producer.
Right.
flicking the switches here and there. Like, it was nothing of great importance.
Do they have such jobs?
Flicking the switches?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Really?
I don't know.
Is it advertised as such? Because I've been on Workopolis.
Flick the switcher?
Yes.
So I was applying for everything, and then I saw this actually on Facebook.
Okay.
A couple of my friends had applied for it, and I saw it on my feed, and I was like, whatever, let's just try this. So it was just a matter of, like, uploading a picture, saying all the experience that you had, saying a little bit about yourself. I don't even know how I got to the next round, because my experience is, like, much music, e-talk, entertainment, news, nothing.
Now, what were you doing with they weren't these.
No, they were. That is my background. It's
really?
Like, entertainment and music, nothing sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what were you doing for these organizations?
For e-talk, that was my internship. I was a full-time intern. Much music. I just done some volunteering for, like, MMVAs, CP24. Mm-hmm. I did their elections. Just, like, a bunch of normal volunteer
What's an
stuff.
E-talk internship like?
Amazing.
Really?
Yo, so much fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to meet different celebrities every week, if that's something you're interested in. I thought it was pretty cool, so.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was
cool. Who's the biggest celebrity you met?
I don't know.
If you say Justin Trudeau, we're leaving.
No,
we're calling you.
I don't know. So many. Probably the one that was my favorite was Michael Bublé.
Nice.
I was on the computer, and I was Googling something. I was Googling the Scarecrow from Batman. Because he was coming in and I had to write up interview questions for him.
Oh, that's, what's his name? Reese?
He's kind of scary looking.
Yeah. He was 28 Days Later is the big thing that I loved him in.
28 Days
As I remember.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was the main
Scarecrow
guy.
Scarecrow from Batman.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of a different dude.
No.
I think so. Okay, well, whatever.
You want to bet?
I'm Googling this guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's bet. Let's look at this after.
Okay.
So I'm Googling this guy and somebody came up to me on my left-hand side. And he's just like, oh, that guy's so scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I know, right? And I look to my left and Michael Bublé's right in my face. And I was like, whoa, hi. And I've been a fan of his, so I think that was probably the coolest.
I love that was like the celebrity rebound. It's like, oh, look at that. I know. What? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, your Bublé ship.
Yeah.
Because that's he's a Canadian icon right there.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than geese.
Yes.
I would say.
Yes, I would say that too.
Because not as many people are as afraid of him as they are geese, I will say that.
I love crooners, so.
Really?
Frank Sinatra.
I never would have pegged you for a crooner like her.
Ooh, my dad always listened to that music. I grew up listening to that music.
The three tenors?
Yep, everybody.
When are we going to stop all the different types of tenors? I would just like, I thought we stopped at three,
I don't know.
And there was in fact four of them, wasn't there?
Four tenors. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. There was like, because they had.
The tenors. There's just been the.
The tenors.
Yeah, the tenors.
And then there's, what's the Il Divos? Those, thank you. Thank you for doing that.
We'll do it again.
Okay. Nice. I tell the story of like when I went and saw, Devo is like one of my favorite bands ever. And so I went and saw them and I paid like extra money to go meet them afterwards. And there's just me and a whole bunch of really old music nerds, just like feeling really awkward, you know, just, oh, it's so good to see you, Mr. Mother's Bow. And so suddenly out of nowhere, like these three hot women just kind of show up and we're like, that doesn't make any sense at all. And the only thing I could think of is that they thought they were going to see Il Divo tonight. So I'm going to blow me a tenor. And did not happen.
Damn. Poor
Okay. So you dig the crooner. So, okay. So you've done all this work.
So, yeah.
This groundwork before.
I thought that I had no shot. But again, I was just applying for everything.
Sure.
I wanted to try. Something was going to come up at some point. I just kept on telling myself that. So I had made top 15 because I'm assuming just because I've had experience in television.
Did they tell you? You were in the top 15?
Yeah. So I got like an email. Congratulations, you made top 15. Now you have to make a video.
Right.
Which is my strong suit. That's what I went to school for. I love to write, edit, produce, everything. So I did that entire video is completely my creation.
Right.
And
it's well put together.
Thank you.
I like the way it's cut and it just, you could tell that you actually had some schooling in that.
Yeah,
that's you. Cause that's, it's fun. I'll have a link to it in the show notes actually.
Awesome.
The TFC dream, job qualifications.
So I made this video and then they called and told me that I made top five. And that was an interview, which I was really nervous about because I had flubbed on so many interviews. And
you swore? Is that where it comes?
It's that part is coming.
Really?
Yeah. So
I can't believe I foreshadowed that. Okay.
So it was at the ACC. It was with all these big guys in suits. Like, I was so nervous, and I was like, I don't even know how I made it this far. Like, I was just so shot down from like all the crap that I had been missing before. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go in this. I'm gonna be myself, because I hadn't done that yet. I'd tried to be everybody else that I thought that they wanted me to be. Mm-hmm. So I just went in and I sat down and I was just like, hey, we started talking. I dropped the F-bomb within a minute.
Nice.
I called somebody a twat. And then I was just sitting there feeling really defeated.
Were you drunk at this point?
No, I was just so nervous, and it just like kind of came out, and I was just trying to be myself.
Back up. Okay. Firstly, as you're saying, like, I'm just going to be myself, I'm just going to relax, I'm thinking to myself, that's exactly how Morgan Freeman got out, right? Like, he got his parole because he's like, oh, fuck this bullshit. And he just came in and he did the thing. So how did you drop an F-bomb over the course? I know how I would love to in interviews. How did you do it? Do you remember?
No, I don't. It was such a blur.
You must remember why you called someone a twat. Was it their face? Did they make
fun
of you?
Yeah, but I don't want to repeat who I called a twat, because it was bad.
Is you know them? They're friends now?
Yes. No, they're not friends. They're somebody that I used to work with.
Right.
So, and that they knew. So I was just... Oh, okay. It came out... It was bad. They all started laughing. So I was like, whatever. We finished the conversation.
I'm sorry. I can't get around you just like, you know, sitting prim proper, just going to go, yeah, fuck you, you twat.
No, I didn't say it like that. But okay. Anyway, so we finished the conversation, mm-hmm. and then they're sitting there with their notes. And my main boss looked up at me. He's just like, I fucking love this girl.
Nice.
And I just went like this. I just put my hands in the air, and I mm-hmm. just had the biggest smile on my face. I was just like, you could have told me that, we could have sworn I would have been doing a lot more.
Right.
But that was awesome. And then I got the job a week later.
Nice. So. For you, it's Toronto fucking scene.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Apparently.
So, and did you come in, like, did you actually have an affinity for the sport? Did you like the team? Like,
sort of build? Yeah, I've always been athletic my entire life. Mm-hmm. I've loved sports. I've watched every single sport that there is.
Right.
I used to play soccer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was interesting to me, like, being the face of a team. Like, that's... Right. That was awesome. Like, I wasn't just applying because I was applying. Like, it was something that I genuinely wanted.
Right.
And then when I got it, I was just like, holy moly. And I didn't know a ton about soccer. And then I just threw myself into that world. Mm-hmm. And now I'm working for Kick TV, which is international soccer. So
right.
You know what I mean? I know who Sepp Blatter is. When we were talking about it before.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you know soccer, because he doesn't.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, these are things that I wouldn't have known
right.
a year ago at all.
What's been the biggest challenge that you found since you've sort of been immersing yourself?
Pronunciation of names, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
That just happened like a month ago with Kick. The biggest challenge.
Who did you mispronounce?
Oh, everyone.
Ronaldo. That's Ronaldo.
Yeah. No, not that, but.
Okay.
Just these European names. And almost in every shoot, I'm just like, why can't their name just be Ben or something
right.
easy? But, the biggest challenge, I'm not too sure. This year is, I guess, just like catching up mm-hmm. with everything and just
right.
trying to remain very positive and thankful, which I totally am, because my life compared to now as it was last year,
mm-hmm.
is night and day. I was a bartender this time last year.
Right.
Working at a crappy little pub.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just...
You were just a small town girl living in a lonely world?
Just a small town. Yeah, exactly.
So, I was born and raised in South Detroit. Not one word of that is true.
But yeah, so just remaining positive and not getting a big head about all the attention that I'm getting and stuff
sure.
like that.
So we'll talk about Kick TV in a second. But with the brand ambassador job that you have for TFC, what is entailed in that? Like, how do you, what are you sort of like the putting yourself forward as like the public face of TFC?
And
like, what sort of channels
really,
are you going through?
That makes me really uncomfortable to say, but that's what they were calling me in the beginning, is like the face of TFC.
Yeah, it's all
but
you.
I kind of just like to, I like to picture myself just bringing like the fun to our entertainment portion of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have Asif Hossein, who does all the player interviews, who's
yep.
incredible. He's become a really good friend of mine.
Great job.
And he has all the information, but I'm the ones that go to the players and I make them laugh and I mm-hmm. do funny stuff with them. And it you kind of see a different side of them.
Yep.
And I think it's very important when you're cheering on a team. Like, some of these guys are heroes to some people, you know what I mean? They want to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been trying to do this past year. And right. We'll hopefully continue to do that.
We've sort of needed some humor.
Yeah.
As a fan of TFC.
I was the shining light this
year, I think. Yeah. whereas you were providing laughs, their performance was laughable. It's been, how do you steer that around? Because at this point, like, I'm thinking, like, as you're kind of trying to do, like, fun things with mm-hmm. them, their head may not be in this at all because, you know, 10 straight games without a win, you know, like, absolutely, like, no points on the board. Yeah. Like, they must be just devastated. And, like, I know, like, even in some places, like, when you, like over Christmas holidays, there was a few teams in the EPL in England. Mm-hmm. They said, we're not doing a Christmas party because look at the table. We're yeah. awful. And so yeah. we should be concentrating on that and not like, are you finding like, are they at least approachable in that regard?
Oh, or? Of course they are. They're always so, so nice to me. Like, I mean, I have so much respect for the guys. They went through so much stuff this year mm-hmm. and they just got ripped on in right. every, like they were just being booed off their own field. Like that's terrible. They were all heartbroken. So I think that it was kind of enjoyable for them, for me, like they're being asked the same questions after every single match. How do you feel about that?
What the fuck happened?
Like, what happened? Like, how, are you bummed out?
Right.
And then they have me there to do, like, obviously I was doing a lot less during the end of the season
sure.
because we wanted to be respectful. But I was kind of like a nice break from mm-hmm. all the people that have been giving them a hard time. And also, from my standpoint, I'm a big believer in serendipity. I have it tattooed on my arm, and it's like
whereabouts? Well, oh, it's up there. Okay, we're not going in there.
And it's like finding like the good in, and it's sometimes surprising. Is you yep. got to find the good things in sometimes shitty situations, and so staying positive is kind of my outlook on life. And I think that even if you're in a crappy situation like that, yep. something good can come out.
I find it funny that you got serendipity tattooed right by your armpit. That's a shitty place right there.
Surprise! No, it's lovely.
Yep. Yeah. So there's a new coach now,
mm-hmm.
new manager.
Yep, Ryan Nelson.
Let's say Ryan Nelson.
Yep.
Who is, I guess, quitting QPR February 1st? I saw this in the news.
Yeah, February 1st, he's going to be in trouble.
So he'll be because there was a whole uprising about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's still playing for QPR. Mm-hmm. Has he got any sort of managerial? Was he doing managerial stuff at QPR or just
no?
Just
he
playing?
Was just a player.
Just a player.
Yeah.
Good for them releasing him from contract. Which is probably a good thing anyway, because let's face it. Well, not just that, but QPR, not to get all football nerdy right now, mm-hmm. really need to start buying some players. And so to make space
yeah.
on that roster for him, and because that was a big thing. It's like he won't be here until May. They thought maybe yeah. he'd be working till the end of the season. And he's like, oh, I'll just commute. No, you won't commute, you idiot. And so what, do you have a positive sense from this or?
Yeah, I mean, we had media day yesterday, mm-hmm. which was just like a gong show, but,
why is that?
It's just so busy. I was interviewing like
Chuck Berry was hosting. Is that why
no.
Gene the Dancing Machine came out?
It was just like player after player. I was doing this segment where I had a bunch of questions, just stupid questions written down on a piece of paper.
What was the dumbest?
Toilet paper up or down?
Oh, down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's, but do you know what
down?
I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, yeah. Over, you roll it down or over.
So I right. guess over or under is what
right.
it would
under.
Be. Yeah. No, over.
No way.
I chose over.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Really?
Yeah. Over.
Oh, we would never be married.
Or it's like, favorite sea animal. Something stupid like that.
Favorite sea animal?
Yeah.
Cougar.
Well.
Did I get it right?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
But that was original, so points for that. So
by cougar, I mean the women at Chicken Deli and Crocodile Rock in front.
As many questions as you can answer in 60 seconds.
So, okay.
It was, I had just a bunch of questions and so yeah, I was really busy, but, he seems very, very nice and ready to work.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps on joking about how his knees were shot anyway, so it was probably time for him
okay.
to retire, so.
Oh, so he gambles with the mafia.
Yeah.
Nice.
But,
that's the type of guy we want.
But, no, he seems great. I'm mm-hmm. excited for this year, yeah.
It's, I will admit, like, I was a fan of this league years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got an old, New England Revolution shirt.
Oh, wow.
When I've been cheering for that team for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Cause I was working back and forth down there. And so I ended up falling in love with the team.
Yeah.
And then when Toronto got one, I was like, well, now I finally have a franchise that I can cheer for this
yeah.
city. And so I remember the first day I couldn't get a ticket for it. But I live like at the time, I lived like a 15-minute walk from the stadium. So it was really simple. So my local was just choked with a whole bunch of TFC guys. And I remember doing this after the game because I was hooking up with buddies of mine who were there. Mm-hmm. And then we were going drinking afterwards. And so before the game, I meet them down there and I'm wearing my New England Revolution shirt. And I walk, it's just a sea of red, right? Yeah. Like new shirts and like people still got the tags on them. It's got like you can smell the new polyester. Yeah. That's just right. As soon as I walk in, it is like that needle dragging across the record, like, that. And looks. All these eyes are looking at me and I see my buddies and I'm walking over towards them. And it's definitely audibly quiet as people are looking at me. And I go, I've been cheering for this team for 6 years. You fucking Johnny come latelys. And then sit down with them. And it's beautiful.
That's good. That's awesome.
But no, I will go upstairs and grab the shirt so we can do that for the album art, of course. Because I went to see a lot of them. I always wanted to get a season ticket. I always wanted one.
Yeah.
But with the amount of work I do in the spring and certainly in the fall for stand up and stuff like that, there's just an expense I couldn't do because I know I'd be shifting the tickets.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I'll go and go, yeah, okay, I've got the schedule. I'm going to watch these games. And I'm always watching them from the back of a comedy club or I'm watching them at some one nighter or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a pain. So when I'm actually at the point where as shitty as the team can play, I'm still happy about it. Because it's the live experience. I've got a buddy of mine who's a Red Patch boy, so I go and see him for tickets, and so I'm always in the South Stand where I can be.
I just got a Red Patch Boys t-shirt.
Atta girl! I signed up for them, still have yet to get my dog tags. Yeah, what the fuck?
No, the atmosphere at BMO Field during Toronto Sea game is what made me fall in love with it.
Exactly.
Completely.
Are you pro or con streamers?
Pro.
Pro?
Yeah, colors up the place.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
I'm sort of with you. What if it hits the ball? So you reposition it, dink.
Last season, right at the very end, somebody had set off a really bad smoke bomb in the South Stands, just like being pissed off or whatever.
Right.
And it just completely filled up, even the field, probably like halfway, just with smoke. It was the biggest smoke bomb I've ever seen.
Right.
And it cleared, and I walked over, so they always holler at me when I walk over. They know, if anyone knows me in the entire BMO field, it's the South Stands, like the supporter section. So I walk over and I just stand there with my arms and I was like, what the hell are you all up to? And everyone's like, Rachel, did you see that? I was like, I was on the other side and everyone saw it and everyone was just killing themselves laughing.
You are like the disappointed mother.
I was like, what are you all up to? Yeah. Stop it now. Everyone was laughing.
Wagging your finger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, very nice, Mom. another guy that I try to hook up with whenever I can, actually, is former Toronto Mayor David Miller.
Oh, yeah.
He's a season ticket holder.
Yeah, somebody was telling me he's a big fan.
He's huge. So, like, you know, whenever I'm at the games in question, I'll, like, text him, like, before the game. It's a fancy pint at halftime. Mm-hmm. And if he's in town, we'll typically go. But, yeah.
Cool.
It's very fun. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I like about it. It's, like, there's just that sense of, like, everyone's kind of come together. Let's all meet together.
Yeah.
We meet at the half or, like, you know, go out before or after or that sort of thing. Like, it's a really – they've really kind of captured, I think, sort of the UK-style game experience without the you know, certainly there's going to be crowd bother when there's that much Carlsberg being ingested, but that's a sort of fun thing.
Yeah. I mean, I love it because everyone just leaves everything at the gate. No matter if you're David Miller, if you're the mayor, you're still in the middle of the South Stands, you're jumping up and down, you're screaming. If you're shy, you get into it. It's just like everyone just comes together.
Yep.
And you know what? If you're sad, you're sad together. If you're happy, you're happy together. It's not either or.
Oh, and here's a little something. Leave your team colors at home. All right, folks. I don't care.
Come on.
I certainly don't care if you support Celtic. Keep the green and white hoops. Keep the blue of Inter. Exactly. Keep your white of Real, whatever the fuck it is. Keep it away. You wear red, you wear pride.
Yeah.
Exactly. I even have a Maurice Adu shirt. Now it's a Rangers shirt, but it's red. Mm-hmm. I won't wear that one.
Well,
cause,
that's respect, right?
You know, that's respect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm a Rangers man. Let me tell you that. Staunch is what I'd call that. We got to close off, but let's talk about your kick telly. You want to call it
kick telly?
Kick telly.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the back and forth on that? Yeah.
So I was messaged in the summer.
No, please do it in a Cockney.
I was messaged in the summer.
This is like Bart Simpson trying to do an English accent.
I actually work hard on.
I know you do. I'm not saying you. I'm saying us.
But that's in complete honesty, I speak in an accent probably a quarter of my day.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Why is that?
When I'm talking to myself, I will. I don't know. I just like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm weird. There's that too.
You're talking to voice actor boy over here.
But
There isn't one studio going to. He's like, could you kind of Brit that up? Oh, okay. You know what? Yeah, sure. All right.
But, yeah, I don't know.
New from Delicio.
I've just always loved it.
Yeah.
What was with you in the Delicio?
I don't know. I don't know why it's front of mind right now. I think it was because, I don't know why. Someone was, we were talking about it the other day, and someone was at like a commercial. No, you know what it was? I was at an audition the other day. And I'm in the waiting room, going over the lines for this voice commercial, which isn't going to air until like March or something like that. So I don't know if I've got this thing until then.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, ugh, who knows? Yeah. You know, just whatever. And they were recording another commercial over here. Mm-hmm. But they, normally what happens in these things is they close the door so you aren't bothered by the number of takes that are going on inside. And for whatever reason, this guy could not land the word Delicio. To the acceptance of the director.
Okay.
For whatever reason, he wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
So he just like, try it again. Delicio. Again. Delicio. Again. Delicio. And it was just like, and I'm trying to go over my lines and I'm hearing this fucking pizza over here.
Yeah.
So that's why it's now burned into my, 2 days later, this is unbelievable.
That's really funny.
Okay. So.
Kick TV.
Take me through this.
They messaged me in the summer. They had been watching my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked the energy that I had, the goofiness that I had. And they asked me if I wanted to come and try it out. But I was in the middle of the season and I was devoted to Toronto FC. So that was in, girl. That I just kind of put that on the back burner, and then we just still kept in contact. And then it wasn't until season was finished, and then they invited me to come for all of December. So
Beauty. I
moved there for a month, and it was amazing. They put me up in this incredible apartment, and I went to work every day, and yeah, I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're gonna continue working together, and I'm doing a couple of videos a week for them now in Toronto.
So what's the premise of these videos? Like what are you doing as you're going through each one?
Well, the videos that I do are the Rumor Mill and the Whip. The Whip is like the top five football videos on YouTube this week.
Okay.
So they're either like really weird or really funny or something crazy happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rumor Mill is just exactly what it is. Just right. Rumor Mill is about who's going to this team and how much they're getting paid and da 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 da. So yeah.
So until the transfer window's open, there's really not that much.
We still talk about it, though.
Yeah. So-and-so in May could be going somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I really like their... It's exactly what I'm doing for Toronto FC. It's soccer, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm interviewing soccer players, but I'm asking them which way they put their toilet paper.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So it's exactly like that, which I really, really love.
I should have had you bring in the 20 questions. I should have had you.
I have them on my phone.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, let's do this. We'll close this out.
All right.
We'll close this out. This is how we'll close
it. So I'm asking you?
You're asking me, and I have to go bam, bam, bam.
Okay, do you have a timer?
I do. Yep, we'll time mine. There it is. Okay.
These are only a few.
I love it when they come together.
Okay. I ended up writing them down.
Okay. And stopwatch. As soon as you ask me the first question, I will start.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Your favorite person in the entire world?
Rachel Panetta.
You're stuck on an island. Who or what do you bring?
Rachel Panetta.
What do you do when you're not... I guess you don't train. What do you do when you're not doing your radio?
Oh!
This is for a soccer player!
I love you. Look at it. I guess you don't train.
I guess you don't train.
Eat cookies.
Favorite sea animal?
I told you, cougar.
Your biggest fear?
Cougars.
Where do you do all your thinking?
On the toilet.
What's your favorite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
Three toppings on your pizza, go.
Pepperoni, mushroom, green pepper.
Where were you born?
Kingston.
Toilet paper, up or down?
Down.
Favorite vacation spot?
New York.
And that's all I have.
Damn. 48.3 seconds.
Yeah.
Look at that. And that's even with the respond to insult that we had. God damn it. That's fun.
Yeah.
I could see why why they like that. And
they
see why it's an
excuse. They were coming up to me and was just like, Rachel, can we please don't do this? You're making me really nervous.
Right.
I'm like, no, we're doing it.
We're doing this.
Too bad. Second.
Who had the most surprising answer of any of the TFC players?
Emery Welshman. New guy.
Right.
He was just very, very quick.
Really?
Like, boom, 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 boom.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, okay. And he was the only one that did it like that. Every other player was just like, blue.
Oh, kind of like me? Yeah.
Okay. No, you were quick too.
Not really?
Yeah.
Because you got me on favorite movie. I'm like, oh, it's an Everchange.
Shit, fuck.
Right. Yeah. Well, because I'm sitting there, and you know why I said Shawshank Redemption? Not just because it's a good movie.
Why?
Because we talked about Morgan Freeman. I almost said Delicio. I didn't even know if that's a fucking movie.
Delicio!
Because, like, I will get in my head about these things as opposed to just, like, responding the way that I want to.
That's the thing. Is sometimes the really honest answers come out, though. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted.
So right.
Especially the new guys that are on the team. I want people to get to know right. them. So.
Sex and City 2. Where did that come from?
Holy moly, that's my favorite,
shit.
Too.
Oh, we both love shitty things. Rachel, thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
For coming down. So, best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Have fun in New York. Hopefully I know you're going to.
Crash in the plane.
Damn it. Oh, Roma's up on Inter 2-1 right now. Ooh, 44 minutes in.
Nice.
Roma. Where can... who's your club side, by the way, outside of TFC?
Arsenal.
Arsenal?
Mm-hmm.
That's EPL?
Mm-hmm.
Bonetta, what nationality is that? That's
Italian.
It's Italian? Oh. Vive Italia. Mm-hmm. Forza Azzurri.
I don't know what you said.
Go Blues.
Oh, well...
Yeah, Forza Azzurri.
Go Red.
Forza Rosa.
Forza Rosa.
So Rosa.
I don't speak Italian.
Really?
I'm not Italian.
That's I'm marrying into it and I know more than you. How is that? La macchina è pronta. You know what that means?
No.
Car's ready. where do people find you online?
Online at Rachel Bonetta,
yep.
On my Instagram at Rachel Bonetta, mm-hmm. And then my YouTube channel is 5 Rachel Bonetta. Why Perfect. 5? I don't know. I like to keep
favorite number.
Spicy.
What's your favorite number?
10.
Shit! Son of a bitch. Which, if you break it down to prompts, is 5 and 2. Look at that. Thank you, Rachel, for coming.
Yeah, no,
by ladies and gentlemen, you can find me on the old Twitter at Hey, It's TVA, this very podcast at CATP Podcast. That is right, folks. Cat P. You can go to iTunes, give us a rating there. Go to comedywithapub.com and also check us out on Byte TV, which is byte.ca. We're in partnership with them. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Rachel and myself, what happens when you listen to Cat P? You're in for a good time.
That's a disgusting name.
Lately, I find I rush. Can't piece together the sun in the sky, the spots on my face.